Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs 13. I'd like to consider verses 15 to 19 this morning. And I've entitled this message, Five Questions Concerning Man. Five questions. As we continue the study in this blessed book, Book of Proverbs, this has been a profitable book to me. Word, verse by verse, word by word, just every verse trying to see the gospel in it, trying to see Christ in it. And as we continue to work, let's never, never forget. I bring this up, but the reason I bring it up is because we're prone to forget. I know I am. This is the purpose of these proverbs. You know, we've read them and you think, well, it just seems like just moral lessons. Just, you know, just one lesson, the next verse is just another moral lesson. No. Remember, if you don't see Christ in it, then we missed it. You didn't see what you thought you saw. These scriptures, these are they, he said, that testify of me. His disciples asked him, why do you speak in parables, in proverbs? Why? Because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. My friend, if we see Christ, it's because it was given unto you to believe. If you see Christ and rejoice in the gospel of God's grace, the Lord's given you a new heart. Rejoice in that. Well, today as we look at these verses 15 to 19, five questions. Here's my first question. Why do men think, and I'm talking about when I ask these questions, why do men think concerning the glory of God? Why do men think the way that they do? Why? Well, here's the answer. Chapter 13, verse 15. It says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Why do men think the way that they do towards Almighty God? Why do they think? One way or the other. Why? Good understanding, good intelligence, good knowledge, good sense. That's all what that word, good understanding, new heart. Regenerated by the Spirit of God. Regenerated by Him who alone is good. God is good. God alone is good. So, good understanding. Good understanding. Understanding from Him, Neil, who is good. That's what it means. Good understanding giveth favor. Understanding from Almighty God, who is the God of all grace, and works all things after the counsel of His own will. Good understanding giveth favor. It applies graciousness, kindness. Believers, good understanding. Understanding from Him who is good. Good sense. Good intelligence. When Almighty God teaches a man something of himself. Good understanding. Believers, because of a heart made new by the Spirit of God. They have a good understanding. They understand. Now, I know we see through a glass darkly. I mean, that's not up for debate. I know that we know in part, we prophesy in part. The Spirit of God is given unto us by measure. Not Him. Without measure with Him, but to us. We're struggling preachers. Men stand and they're struggling. Paul says we prophesy in part. I don't know everything. I'll read these scriptures and I'll ask the Lord. Man, there's been times that the Spirit of God, by His graciousness to me, I'll be in here and I'll come to a passage of scripture many times in the book of Proverbs. And I'll see what Mr. Gill has to say, Mr. Hawker has to say, John Calvin has to say, and on and on and on, and all of a sudden I stop and I think, wait a minute. Did you ask the Lord? Did you ask the Lord? He said, you have not because you asked not. And the first thing that Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't even ask you. Lord, you wrote this. This is your word. Lord, if you're pleased to reveal this to me through a man, thank you for that. I thank you for preachers that you've taught something. But Lord, what can I do of my own ability to figure this out? Good understanding of Him who is the I Am. God's people have some understanding, good understanding, of the God of all grace, who's sovereign. They didn't know that before. I thought He was doing the best He could. I thought that He had made things possible for me, but it was kind of left up to me. No. Good understanding teaches me that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. That He does all things well. That He's in the He rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and no man stays His hand. That's good understanding. Good understanding tells me I'm in His hand. And I'm not going to make Him king. I'm not going to make Him anything. He's going to make me what I am by the grace of God. Or He's going to leave me alone in my own foolishness. Good understanding. Good understanding. The Scripture sets forth that God's people recognize that Almighty God, He's working all of these things. Why are things going on in your life? I'll tell you why. Because He's working all of these things for His glory and your good. Joseph's brothers got him mad at him. Oh, Daddy's done shown him some favor. Look at that coat with many colors. Let's kill him. One of them said, no, let's don't kill him. Let's sell him. Yeah, let's sell him. We'll sell him. Look there. There's a caravan right there going to Egypt. Let's sell him. And then we'll take the money. And look, what we'll do is we'll take his coat and we'll kill an animal, put some blood on it, and go back. We'll tell Daddy that an animal got him. Yeah, that's what we'll do. And this will work. And then we'll have him, we'll be rid of him. And you know what happened? The Lord put Joseph in Egypt. That's where they sent him, sold him, and raised him up. Second in command, right under Pharaoh. Made him Pharaoh by the God's hand, by God's decree. Boy, isn't that wonderful to realize it? Pharaoh thought he was doing him a favor. Pharaoh's in the hands of Almighty God. Famine had sold their brother in slavery. God raised him up, made him in charge of distributing all the food that was going to be had. Here was the conclusion when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. He said, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Think about the trials that I've gone through. I've had some things that happened in my life, Pastor. And it just looked as though those problems I was going through. Y'all know something. I'm going through and pranking stuff like this. Well, what happened? Well, I ended up in a cave. And that was a blessing to me. And I pray it was to you. But I'm so thankful. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Almighty God works all these things for His glory. Our good understanding. Good understanding. The Scripture says, "For give it favor." It produces a favorable attitude. It sets forth God Almighty, who has a favorable attitude towards people. But it also does the same thing in His people's heart toward Him. Good understanding. Scripture says, "For giveth favor." That attitude of favor toward God. New heart, new understanding. Those who are the instruments in His hands of bringing about to them, toward Himself, honor. Lord, You're worthy. You're worthy. Good understanding giveth favor. It shows God's favor to them and their favor. We love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. We come to Him. Why? Because He drew us. It all goes back to Him. We understand. Good favor. But the way of transgressors is hard. Way of transgressors, unbelievers. Hard. I looked at that word hard. It means uncultivated, unbroken, unbridled. Hard. Hard. Hardness of that carnal heart. Being enmity against Almighty God longs to rid himself of the yoke of any thought of God. And he can't. There's a conscience in every man. Unbridled, unchanged, untaught, without good understanding. That's good understanding that produced favor, gave favor, that a man would call on God, but that one left to himself, the way of transgressors. Unbroken. I'm not going to have this man rule over me. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. One day. If not in this life, I can say it is. When He says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." It's going to happen. It's going to happen. The way of transgressors. That image of guilt that's stamped on every man born in Adam. It's evidenced. How do you know? Because he won't bow to this God. Good understanding is evidence one way a man believes in God. He believes the gospel of God's grace. He bows to that message that gives Almighty God all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. By nature, Paul said we were all children of wrath, even as others. And I told you this, not that Almighty God ever looked on His people in wrath. Never, never. But all of His people, even His people, unregenerated, they were children of wrath against Him, even as others. But the difference is, for some, chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world in time, God gives them a good understanding. Good heart. good knowledge. By that gracious mercy of Almighty God, He giveth favor. Why do men think the way they do? Well, the wicked, because they're uncultivated. Hard. That's what the word means. They're hard. They won't bow to Christ, give honor to Almighty God for salvation. But to the regenerate, why do they think the way they do? Because the Lord's given them good understanding. It's a gift. I can't teach you. I have no ability. I can preach, but I can tell you this, if the Spirit of God doesn't teach you, I can't teach you. There's been times that I have read a scripture to somebody and I thought, there's no way in the world you're not going to believe this. You've got to believe this. Anybody that's got any sense at all is going to believe this. And usually it's 2 Thessalonians 2:13, where we are bound to give thanks to you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, setting apart by the Spirit, and belief of the truth. I thought, there's no way in the world that you won't believe that. Unless the Lord gives a new heart, you just talk to a dead man. He's dead here. Surely somebody, no, not if he's dead. Good understanding. Now, in light of that first question, why do men think the way they do? I got another question. Here's number two. What's the evidence of those two minds? What's the evidence of those two? Now, I know this. There's only two ways of thinking. Why do men think the way they do? There's only two ways of thinking. Good understanding or hard. There's only two. That's what the Scriptures has to say. It's either good understanding of bowing to God who is sovereign, bowing to Him who is the Lord, heaven and earth. He's sovereign in salvation. He's sovereign in creation. He's sovereign in providence. He's sovereign. He's God. That's good understanding. To believe that. Or uncultivated. You just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. What's the evidence? Here's verse 16 tells us, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his body. What's the evidence? Well, every prudent man, every regenerated, taught, dealeth. That is, he acts, he does, he follows, or he executes. That's what the word dealeth means. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge. He acts on it. He follows it. He executes. How? By faith. You're sitting here right now, and by the grace of God, everyone that the Lord has given a new heart, good understanding, you know what you do? You deal with it. How? You believe it. You just believe it. God's given you a heart to believe it. You follow after it. You act on it. We act the way we think. You know that's so. The Scripture sets forth, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The prudent man, wise in heart, he follows Christ according to the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ has given him by His Spirit. You follow after this. God's people, they read God's Word and they said, you know what? I know that what Almighty God has said, I know that's so. And if it goes against what everybody taught me when I was, coming up in false religion, Gene, if it goes against that, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to walk after it. Lord, as you say, catch any fish? We fished all night and caught anything, casting on the other side. Lord, we've cast all night. But it's your word. It's going to go against, many times it goes against what this old man's going to say. This old man's going to fight you. This old man's going to tell you. I'm talking about the old man that lives in every believer. There's two natures in every believer. The old man's going to tell you,
you can only take that so far. The new man says, no, I'm going to believe God. And there's a struggle there. They strive against one another. The Lord Jesus Christ, if He shined in your heart by the Spirit of God and given you a knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, you're going to follow after Him. Faith worketh by love. Faith, love. Faith, love. God gives faith. A man loves God's Word. You're going to follow after Him. You're going to do what you do because of what Almighty God has either done in you or left you to yourself. Why do men do what they do? Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge. Every man left to himself just lays open his body. God's people know that in them, that is in their flesh, they know that there's no good thing. They know that there's a struggle. But God's people, taught by God, they know that Almighty God has dealt with them in electing, preserving, redeeming, quickening grace, and all honor, all glory, all praise due to Him. Every prudent man deals with knowledge. Every fool layeth open his body. He lays out his silliness. That's what fool means. He lays his silliness out. He mocks at his guilt. He mocks it. One that will not bow. He will not come. He will not hear. I'm not going to bow. What he's doing is he's mocking. He's mocking. Number one, he's mocking what God Almighty says is going to happen to him. I don't think that. Eternal, do you know? If a man truly believed eternally, if he truly believed that he was going to spend eternity separated from God, if he believed it really, he'd do something about it. He don't believe it. He does not believe it. A man that'll toy, I'm telling you, toying with this, you are toying with your eternal soul. You realize you're going to die? Do you realize that as a man, the way that a man dies, the way he dies, that's where he's going to be forever. He that is holy, Scripture says, let him be holy still. He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. The way you leave this earth, I'm telling you, that's it. It's over. A fool just lays open his silliness, mocks, no fear of God, no care. For the honor of Almighty God, His eternal being. Verse 17, here's my next question. Does it matter who I hear concerning the evidence of true life? Does it matter? Why do men do what they do? Why do they think the way they think? What's the evidence of both of those thinking? Number three, does it matter who I hear concerning the evidence of true life? Verse 17 says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. We know that it is the voice of the shepherd. That's what I said a while ago. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. But here's a question here. How has the Lord been pleased to set forth the voice of the shepherd to his sheep? Well, let me tell you the way it is. Here's how he's been pleased to set forth his voice through preaching. Preaching. Preaching the gospel. I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Every true preacher, I'm talking about one called of God, preaches this message. Every true preacher called of God preaches the message of sovereign grace. Every true preacher. Because there's only one message. This is the message. This is the message that the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of. I'll read this to you again. You've read it. This is the message that we preach. The only message. Does any true preacher preach a different message than this? No. How do you know? Paul says, Romans 1, verses 15 and 17, for as much as in me is. As much as in me is. What he's saying is this. This is everything. This is my desire. This is my hope. This is my plea. I pray God save your family. I pray He does. I pray God save my family. My grandchildren. My children. I pray, as I said the other night, I pray God have mercy on those around you, those you know, those you work with, as much as in me is. I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Why? He said, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes it. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, free grace, sovereign grace. Not a man trying to exercise his free will and trying to let God. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not of him that willeth. Men say, well, you've got a free will. Which were born. As many as received him, to them gave he power. That's the evidence. As many as received him, this was the evidence of that. He gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And the Spirit of God, wisely, what wisdom is set forth here. He explained that scripture so that we could not misunderstand it. Which were born, not of blood. Just because I'm a believer, that does not mean that my kids are going to be believers. Not of blood. Nor of the will of the flesh. I want God Almighty to have mercy on me. But I know this. I don't have a will. I don't have a will. It's not of the will of the flesh. Nor of the will of man. I want God to save my kids. But I cannot talk them into it. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of man, the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So when somebody tells you, say, every man has a free will, you say, show me that. Show me in the scriptures, and I'll believe you. But if you don't show me that, then you've got a choice to make. Now you've got a choice. Now what are you going to do? Which were born not of him that willeth. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Does it matter who I hear concerning the evidence of life? Yes. 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 Yes, it matters. How much does it matter? Galatians 1, 8 and 9, Paul says, but though we are an angel from heaven, if an angel stood, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we received, let him be accursed. Does it matter? Yes. Yes. If it doesn't matter, then why are we here? Let's just go join up with somebody else and have a big... If it doesn't matter. But if it matters... I mean, listen. Almighty God, in His infinite mercy, compassion, grace, and long stuff, has allowed this church to be here. And you've gone through a lot of problems. People have despised you and hated you. loved our precious and blessed pastor. And God Almighty was pleased to allow the gospel to remain right. Does it matter? Yes, it matters. An unfaithful messenger. Wicked messenger. Verse 17, falleth into mischief. But a faithful ambassador. The scripture says forth, faithful ambassador. Does it matter what I preach? Yes, it does. It's health. He delivers the only message of man's cure from the bondage of sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only message. This is a message that I've rested my soul on. Does it matter? It matters. It matters. Here's my fourth question. What shall happen to those who refuse this message and those who regard it? What happened? Verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. That's pretty self-explanatory. Poverty, reproach, is going to be the end of every man that dismisses or refuses God's correction, God's instruction. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. What is His command? The one that God just told us to hear. Here's His command. Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. Nothing but Him. Come unto me. Come unto me. Well, aren't we supposed to go to the church? Come unto me. What about baptism? Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor, heavy laden, I will give you rest. If he regarded reproof, if he regarded iniquity, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Where am I going to stand? Almighty God has one messenger. This is my beloved Son, and whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. Is the last question. If you do regard His correction, if you do, who made you different? Who made you different? Verse 19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. But it is an abomination. It is abomination to fools to depart from evil. The desire coming to pass. That's what it says. The desire accomplished. The desire coming to pass is sweet to the soul. Well, the first desire that we consider, this desire is coming to pass, is God's desire to show mercy to His people. Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So whose desire is it? If a man or woman comes to Christ, whose desire was it? It's the Lord's. It's the Lord's desire. His desire to save all of His elect in His beloved Son. The work that was finished, when He said it's finished, God's work, God's accomplishment, God's purpose, His desire is known to His people. His desire to save His people. That desire is known to His people. You know how? They desire Him. How do I know that He loved me? I love Him. I love Him. I'm talking about I love Him the way He's set forth right here. I love Him. He's the boss. Brother Scott used to say, who's running the show anyway? Who's in charge here? Who's the boss? You know what a believer says? Lord, You're the boss. You're the Lord. Lord, I'm a worm. You're the master. You're the potter of the clay. You have the right to do what you will with your life. Thank you for showing mercy. To me, the desire accomplishes is sweet. Sweet to the soul. To that new man who beholds the mercy of God accomplished in him. Lord, thank you for this. Hungers after Christ, thirsts after Christ. But it's an abomination to fools to depart from evil. You know what that means? It means it's disgusting. It's disgusting or foolish or silly to depart or to decline from rebellion to the unbeliever. That's silly to them. I don't want to do that. That's what an unbeliever says. It is disgusting to me. I love rebelling against God. Men that oppose themselves. Those who desire Him, as He's revealed in the Scripture, they're going to say this one thing. Lord, you've made me what I am. Help us on my road to Damascus. You stop me. On my way to heaven. Left to myself, that's where I'd be going. You said this, Lord. Arrest him. Arrest him. I found the rest. Lord, when did you find him? His good understanding. Before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain. Lord, you've shown so much to me. Lord, you've kept me until this day. Lord, thank you that I'm standing here today believing you. Because the faith by which I believe you today, you just gave it to me. Faith come. Faith today. Look unto him, all ye ends of the earth. Be saved. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts.